Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, first Fashion of 2026. Morena, Penny.
Morena.
How are ya?
I'm good, thanks. I went to the Viagra Boys last night.
Did you? Oh my gosh, was it fun?
Oh my God, it was really, really good. Like, I thought it would be good.
Yeah.
But I kind of, it kind of blew my socks off. It was really cool.
Wow. Speaking of, now we're doing fashion, were there any great looks at the Viagra Boys or no?
Nah, not really. I guess, like, the lead singer is quite interesting. Like, I like that he comes out, you know, with no shirt on and kind of trackies and he's dancing and stuff. But for a long time, I was like thinking he almost looks like, and I know that he isn't, that he's almost wearing like a Jean-Paul Gaultier tattoo shirt, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I remember those. God, they were an interesting one. David Byrne, we were kind of expecting, I don't know what we were expecting. Were we expecting anything?
Well, okay, so the whole band and David were all in matching sort of entirely blue outfits, which were very sleek, and I really liked it.
They look really comfy.
Yep.
But when he went off at the end, I've got my dad here, Penny, and when he went off at the end and then we were waiting for the encore, it did take quite a long time, and I turned to Dad and I said, oh, maybe he's putting on the big colourful suit that he wears on the album cover and you've seen on like his Instagram stories, him sort of dancing around in it. And Dad was like, oh yeah, I bet that's what he's doing. And so we both got really excited. And then he just came back out in the same outfit. But it was still awesome.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit like,
And you're going to be devastated for me, Penny. I've actually got a blue boiler suit at home, like a hard yakka one, and I was this close to putting it on, like I was so close, and I would have been matching.
Oh my God, that would have been awesome. Aww. I do remember actually last night what I did see was three guys in I think it was like prawn outfits, they were either prawns or front, and they were right up the front and they were like rocking out the entire time. Okay. And that was awesome. Like, I like a bit of fancy dress at a gig. That's cool. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a time and a space where you've got the freedom. Like, you can kind of just wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think David Byrne last time wore white. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a white suit. Like, they were all wearing white and dancing around. Yeah.
Mm. I must admit, I was disappointed at the shoulder pad game. I thought there'd be a little more padding around the shoulder.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I would expect that too.
Well, we're talking dry cleaning this week. Dry cleaning, the band, dropped an album last Friday, and we got into quite deep and meaningful chats with the listeners about dry cleaning and what is it. So do you know what dry cleaning is?
Well, it's not dry, I can tell you that much.
I thought it wasn't.
Settled.
No. So it's it employs chemical solvents. So the process is... it's specific stain removers are applied to tough stains like oil and protein. Clothes go into a large drum-like machine. A chemical solvent is added and clothes are tumbled to flush out the soil and grease. The solvent is drained, filtered, distilled and recycled for reuse.
Mm-hmm.
A heated drying cycle removes any remaining solvent vapor, leaving clothes dry and the garments are pressed, usually with steam to remove wrinkles and reshape, like restore the shape. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
But and the way that you can tell whether your clothes need to be dry cleaned is the circle on your label is like the professional cleaning symbol. If it's got a P in it, it means dry clean only.
Oh.
And there's some variations on that, like if it's got a line underneath that, it's gentle cleaning. Two lines is very gentle cleaning. If you have a circle with an X through it, that means do not dry clean.
Mm. So, okay,
yeah.
I see.
It's kind of used for clothes that where water doesn't kind of mix well with the fabric, like wool. And there were really early forms of solvent cleaning, but the first that was patented was in 1821. A guy called Thomas L. Jennings, he developed it. He was a tailor. It was like precursor to modern day dry cleaning. It was called dry scouring. Interestingly, he was the first African-American to receive a U.S. patent, and he used a solvent, most likely to be kerosene or turpentine, and he used all his earnings to buy his family out of slavery, and he became a leader in the abolitionist movement, which is a pretty cool association with dry cleaning, yeah. Even though dry cleaning isn't really cool. Jean Baptiste Joly opened the first commercial dry cleaners in Paris in 1845, and he did this after he noticed an oil lamp fell onto a tablecloth and removed a stain, and he used kerosene and gasoline. So I guess you can tell that there's going to be an issue when you're using solvents like kerosene and gasoline. Yeah. And that is that they're flammable. So in the 1930s, there was a chemical introduced called perchloroethylene. They all have massive names. Mm-hmm. And it was introduced along with adapted washing machines that could hold the solvents. And it's known as PERC. It's thermatically stable, non-flammable, and recyclable. Mm-hmm. But it's a potential human carcinogen. Has an environmental impact, also has a potential for fabric damage, like deterioration over time, and, you know, with certain kind of fabrics.
Yeah.
And there is a modern kind of equivalent, that's been used, that's still being used in some places, but it's being phased out. The green, healthier version is using liquid silicone, but it's not as effective. It's non-toxic, it's biodegradable, and it's better for the environment and all that sort of thing, but yeah. It's less efficient, doesn't really work as well. It's only good for delicate garments. So I do dry clean, but not very often. I tend to air my clothes out because I do like to wear silk and things like that, and you can't overwash those or over dry clean those. So I think kind of just hanging out on the clothesline and things like that is a good idea. And you can always spot clean things if they do have a mark on them.
Yeah, totally.
Those are very helpful tips. I didn't actually understand the sort of cultural context of all that we were talking about with dry cleaning, but it is fascinating. And I understand why perhaps it's quite divisive now.
Yeah. Because also, you know, with dry cleaners, when you think about it, a lot of them are dry cleaning on site. And, you know, if you were using PERC in a very busy kind of shopping environment, you know, all through the ages, you know, it would affect other people, not only the people working in the dry cleaning, because the airflow going out into the street and all that kind of thing, it wasn't, just kind of contained in the shop.
Yeah, especially considering it does that kind of tumble dry situation to remove any vapors, and when you're dealing with vapors, they just go everywhere.
I do like the fact that the solvents are recycled. They're still recycled and reused, and that's I guess because of the expense, so they had to figure out a way to do that so they weren't kind of always buying more chemicals to put into the machines. But
what a fascinating, it's so much deeper than we thought.
Honestly, it always is. Yeah. It always is with fashion.
We got into this quaint little chat about, you know, do you dry clean your clothes? And now look where we've landed.
Did you find, was there a kind of for and against? What kind of was the outcome of, were people keen to dry clean or not so keen?
I think the majority of BFM listeners couldn't be bothered. Which I kind of love.
Which makes sense.
From them. I was like, excellent, all right. People said, we got a lot of texts saying, I have never dry cleaned anything in my life, and I couldn't tell if they were proud or embarrassed.
Yeah, it is expensive, and it can be a bit of a pain in the ass to drive to the store and drop stuff off and then go back and pick it up. And sometimes you forget. And I think, I imagine that they probably have a lot of stuff that never gets picked up. People remember a
lost
year
property.
Later.
Yeah. Especially if it's a wedding dress or something. It's been there, done that. It's so funny. I've only ever dropped off someone else's dry cleaning and picked up other people's dry cleaning. Oh. I am the
messenger.
The clothes mule, if you wish. Incredibly fascinating. I do have a dry cleaning anecdote around those symbols in your clothes. yep. I've got a series of tattoos on my arm.
Is that what those are?
No, someone asked me, why have you got all the dry cleaning instructions tattooed on your arm? And I was like, okay, cool, excellent. It's
oh,
not
my God,
that.
You have to send me a photo of that. I really want to see what your symbols are.
Yeah, they're just kind of like random bits. They actually do have a meaning, but that's a story for Dear Science, I think.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the Tuesday Wire. Oh, well, thank you so much for enlightening us on the wonderful world of dry cleaning and everything it does.
Yeah, and I must say that the new dry cleaning album is awesome.
It is really good. We're about to hit play on Joy, which is my favourite track.
I do like Evil, Evil Idiot.
We did like
that. Yeah, that's one I like too.
Oh, we're all on the same page as fashion girls.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Penny. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Take care.
Kaki te.
Bye.
It's a horror land. Destruction. Cells and your cells need minerals. Try to make a map of the heart. Down your hollow tube. I hope to find a small flat joy will.
Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.